Welcome back to Coach Speak here, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as we are talking now with the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Shannon Skartweet, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your team coming into this 2025 season, your program's in a really unique spot to where anybody that was listed on the varsity roster, well, they're pretty much back this year here in 2025. A very unusual spot for most programs, at least have some seniors, but your program's got the luxury of having everybody back from last year's team. And just what has it been like going through off season, now starting to get into practices, maybe going through camps as well? What's it been like having another full year to pretty much have this entire group gel together for another off season?
Yeah, it has been really nice. Last year was just, I felt like, a transitional year. We had no seniors out, and so it was a bit of a struggle. I felt like just to get girls to step up and be leaders, but it has been great. In the off season, I feel like we have, you know, all of our returners will have five seniors back on varsity, and that have, you know, pretty significant playing time last year. So I feel like that is super beneficial. And just to have some great leadership on the team, and I feel like the cohesiveness is really great because they've, you know, played together now for a full year, so it's been great. Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
And taking a look, you know, kind of dividing it up by front line and back line, when you look at the front line, your team has a luxury of having one of the bigger front lines in the entire Heart of Iowa Conference. You've got your daughter, Tessa, in the middle. You've got Stella Martinson, who played well at the end of last year as a freshman. Sarah Sheeler is another one that's got some height on the front line as well. You can rotate in, you know, Daytona Ferry, Claire Hewitt, and Ava Corbin, so on and so forth in that front line. Just when you look at the work they have put in, what's maybe the biggest thing that you've noticed in terms of where they were a year ago to where they are now coming into 2025?
Yeah, I think just confidence. I feel like at this point, if we can get them the ball, they're going to do something great with it. And also just, like, understanding the game, I feel as if they have a better handle on various positions, and I can intermix them a little bit too. Like, if we need a bigger block outside, I can move some girls around, and they can fill in and do exactly what I need. So that has been really great, actually.
And taking a look at the back row again, you look at the back row, you've got some pieces that played a lot of time. Athletes like Araya Vanderpool, like a Lily Ammerman. Emma Lammers is someone as a freshman that got some run. And then Allie Neuberger and Leah Erickson, so on and so forth. You know, I'm sure there's a couple I'm leaving off, but and Abby Richardson as well. She was your setter a year ago for most of the season. And when you look at having them back for another year, what's been a big change in their game from where they were a year ago at this time?
Yeah, I feel like that's probably last year maybe the biggest area that I felt like we needed to improve on is our back row play and reading the ball, being disciplined on defense. And I can see a difference in them. We just came back from the Wartburg camp last week, and I feel like they're getting the hang of it. I see them reading balls. I see them reading arm swings. You know, I feel like as compared to last year, I'm seeing some good improvement in those girls as well.
And taking a look at the schedule here to start the season, you guys have got that Roland Story early bird on the 25th here, which has been a matchup that your program's been a part of for the last number of years with Roland Story, Webster City, and Central Springs. You follow that up on a Thursday with a varsity try over at BCLUW, where take on BCLUW in South Hardin before wrapping up that first week with the Clare and Goldfield Dallas tournament. And then the week after, you got the South Central Calhoun tournament before you touch conference play at all. And just looking at that schedule early on, having those tries, those tournaments, you know, what is the big overall goal with all of these, you know, tournament style type plays that your team will have here in the early going in the season?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely start off with a bang, and we start off playing some very good teams. I felt like last year we weren't maybe as prepared for that type of schedule. But this year I feel like we're going to be way more prepared, and I'm excited just to see what the girls can bring to the table right away. I think that there's always room for improvement. So you know, through those first few triangulars tournaments, I mean, we might be making some adjustments, you know, seeing maybe where our weaknesses lie and working on those things a little bit more. But I'm just hopeful this year that we will come out with a better record than we did last year, for sure, in that first week of play.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the regular season beginning on August 25th.
Yeah, thanks for that, Quinn. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. That was Shannon Scartweet. That's the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks here in our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We talk with Clarion Goldfield House coach Jessica Nail after the break on 95.7 FM.